Thursday is the day that we read from your letters. This week, there were several on Richard Knox's report on the link between hospital death rates and nurses' caseloads, and Donna D'Amico's commentary on leaving the nursing profession. Most of the letters came from people working in healthcare, like this one from Ramona Scott in Knoxville, Tennessee. She writes, "I was ready to help save lives and stamp out disease when I received my Bachelor's of Science in Nursing in 1983. I was fortunate to begin my career having an average caseload of 6 patients. When I left hospital nursing in 1987, my average caseload was 16 to 18 on a postpartum floor. One memorable shift saw me as the only RN for 28, yes, 28 patients who had delivered from 2 hours to 3 days prior. Now I have the blessing of having worked as a nurse practitioner for the past 15 years, it was worth getting my master's degree for the freedom of seeing one woman at a time and establishing a long-term relationship." Here's another view from Ronald Schaefer, a healthcare administrator in Seattle. He writes, "The casual listener was left with the impression that these stingy, poorly managed hospitals are overworking nurses intentionally. The reality is that nurses are overworked, but not because of tightwaddedness or incompetent management. Rather, the root fact is there is not enough money to hire the non-existent nurses to meet the suffocating regulations and still provide care to the levels we all expect. The pressures of simply keeping doors open, trying to provide quality care, trying to heal sick people and save lives, and trying to find anyone willing to work a nursing shift, create an untenable operating environment, one in which people like Donna D'Amico incorrectly place blame on their employer and leave the industry. We need to encourage people to pursue a career in nursing, not discourage them with the words of someone who left the battle wounded and blames her fellow soldiers." And we got this suggestion from Elaine Nager in St. Charles, Missouri, a registered nurse for 29 years. "As an RN with patient contact daily, I would encourage patients to not only ask how many patients each nurse has, but also if the nurse is an employee of the hospital or an agency nurse. Only with patients pushing, along with the medical community of physicians and nurses, will the patient-to-nurse ratio change." Thanks to everyone for writing. Our email address is atc@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.